We're looking for a Central European country on the Baltic Sea. This nation borders seven countries. The longest borders are with the Czech Republic and Belarus. We're about to hear about a tiny ethnic restaurant that recently opened in the northeast of this country, right on the Belarus border. One more clue now, completely unrelated. This country issued commemorative coins today with the portrait of one of its most famous sons, Pope John Paul II. The coins have been pressed to mark his beatification in May. So, what Central European country are we in now? We'll come back with the answer right after the break. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a European country with a small Tatar presence, and now a Tatar restaurant. Tatars, by the way, are Turkic Muslims, and that restaurant is in northeast Poland, Poland being the answer to our GeoQuiz. Dave McGuire recently paid a visit to the restaurant chef in the village of Krusiniaja.
That's Jeneta Bogdanovic in the kitchen of her restaurant. It's in a restored family farmhouse in a tiny village about a mile from the border with Belarus. The smell of onion is strong when you enter the kitchen. Jeneta's preparing dishes that you'd normally only find in a Tatar home. Jeneta entered local cooking contests, and she won with a cuisine that's unfamiliar to most Poles. Polish food critics flocked her way, and the tourists followed. So, Jeneta opened a Tatar restaurant, the first in the country, in 2003. Jeneta explains the central theme of Tatar cuisine is meat.
Mięso.
Lots of meat.
Mięso właśnie wołowo, jagnięce, wołowo, baranie.
Mutton, venison, and especially beef. What you won't find here is pork, because Tatars are Muslim. All that meat is packaged in pastry. These are the dishes you'd expect from nomadic horsemen. Meat inside dough. Easy to carry and eat on the go. Today, Jeneta is making pizze and kolduna. Pizze look a bit like small footballs. They're dumplings filled with heavily spiced ground meat, surrounded by a dough made with raw and cooked potato. She boils them in a beef broth. Kolduna are a variation on the same theme. But here the meat is put into a purse of pastry dough, gathered up like a closed tulip. Jeneta says kolduna is one of her favorite dishes because her most treasured family memories are of sitting around the kitchen table with her mom and her sisters preparing the food. It was a time to be together, to talk, and a chance to hear her mom's stories about the past. But it's not all meat and potatoes.
Miód. Masło, mąka.
Butter, honey, and flour go into a pot. These are the ingredients for halva, a traditional Islamic treat. Jeneta's enlisted some help for the final stages. The halva is so thick, two women are stirring together, throwing all their weight into it. It's a dish that takes hours of stirring. The halva is sweet, but not too sweet, rich and velvety, and a little gooey as it cools. This is definitely the kind of food that draws people together. And that kind of community is critical to keep the Polish Tatars aware of their culture. There are only about 3,000 of them left in the country. Jeneta wants her restaurant to be a haven for Tatars. She says Tatar youth around the world can come to her like an aunt, to learn about themselves and their history, and find a place to belong. For The World, this is Dave McGuire, Krusiniaja, Poland.
You can see a slideshow of the snowy village and its beautiful 18th century mosque at theworld.org.